Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, the monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or the WASDE report, was released yesterday. This was released with the normal companion report, Crop Production. I spoke with Allendale's Rich Nelson, who gave us a rundown on the latest numbers.
You know, as far as today's report, the trade has a lot of things that they can look at where things can go wrong or we can see some surprises. But really, in most of these discussion points, most of these numbers were within reason. One thing which does kind of stand out is the U.S. corn ending stock number raised from 1.493 billion to now 1.540. And that came with a good drop for export sales, which is actually surprising because we've been above their previous December numbers. So maybe a little disagreement with USDA's bearish looking corn stock number. As far as soybeans, USDA did raise stocks a minimal amount, going from 340 to now 350 million bushels. That was within the trade expectation. So no big surprises there. South American crop numbers, you know, they lowered Brazil's crop from 144 to 139 million tons, probably within what the trade's kind of talking about right now. Argentina's bean crop was lowered by 3 million tons. Same type of story there. Wheat had some interesting issues here. USDA did recognize wheat export sales are a problem, so they raised U.S. wheat stocks. And also on this report, unique to the other markets, we actually did see winter wheat plantings reported this morning, and really USDA's moderate 700,000 acre increase for winter wheat plantings relative to the trade expectations. So on most of these numbers, except for corn export sales, USDA's number is pretty much within the trade expectation here.
Well, I know we're still seeing a slow export pace. So how is this going to affect the numbers now and also going forward?
You know, and certainly the easiest market to discuss starting out is simply the wheat side. And wheat export sales, we've been missing their prior year their expectations for several months. And you could even argue with today's 15 million bushel decline for wheat export sales, USDA probably is still a little too high. Now, as far as corn export sales, we're actually doing quite well. In fact, to meet USDA's newly lowered estimate, sales can fall to 22% below the five-year average from now through August, and we'll still meet USDA's goal. So we might be a bit ahead of USDA's numbers on corn. As far as numbers on soybeans, that's where the big question is. We actually were meeting their December and now unchanged January export goal, but boy, we all have all these questions about what will be seen from here on out of Brazil. And as we all know, Brazilian bids are now cheaper than the U.S. on the export.
To hear more of my conversation with Rich Nelson at Allendale, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.